Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Joy Business Radio on Om Times. You're with Simone Millicis, your host, and this is a very cool topic today. I'm very excited about it. The business of dating. How does it get any better than that? And I am joined today with the lovely Catherine McIntosh and Crystal Crawford. So welcome both of you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, I had these guys on a show, these ladies, I should say, these ladies on a show not very long ago, and we were talking about business, and then when we started talking, it was like, these guys know so much about dating, I thought, and how we can look at that and the different aspects of it and the different perspectives and how you can look at it as a much more fun sort of thing to create your life. And so I thought I'd invite them on for the business of dating. So that's what we're talking about today. So what are the rules of dating and what if you could do it differently? It's like, what if it could be fun for you? Because, you know, I see so many people out there in the world, you know, find dating is the most significant thing. And what if it wasn't significant? It's like, what if there was no the one? Yes, I'm going to say it right here, ladies and gentlemen. What if there was no the one? And what if it was something entirely different? And what if the business of dating could literally just be for the play of it? So let's see what these ladies have to offer today. So both of them are Access Consciousness facilitators. They've got many, 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 many different businesses and have been hugely successful in everything that they've created. And I'm wondering how successful they are in dating. So who wants to go first and give some sort of like, what age did you sort of look at the dating world? Because I know America is very different to Australia as well and different to the rest of the world. Like we don't tend to date in Australia. I know that sounds horrible, but you sort of tend to go straight to like, you want to get naked and shag, or do you just want to hang out with a bunch of friends? Like, that's literally what it's like. But in America, it seems like there's a whole lot of dating scenario that goes on, and you're also allowed to date different people, is what I hear. Maybe I've watched too many American movies, I'm not sure. So at what age do you think that you sort of get into the dating world, and what does that look like for you guys? Any one of you, go for
goodness.
It.
That is such a huge question.
I know.
I would say I started dating probably when I was, I don't know, probably 18. I was a late bloomer. I didn't know what the heck was going on. And then for me, my journey took me briefly dating into marriage, and I was married twice back to back. And it was after I was married or divorced, I should say, that I found Access Consciousness. So, like, this new reality that I have around dating is new. I mean, it's probably in the last, I would say, year that I've really allowed myself to play with it in a different way. And you're totally, that is the main thing I've noticed about dating, is that it is a very friggin' serious topic for most people out there. It's like, you know, they are looking for the one, they're looking for their mate, or they're looking for their life partner, or they're looking for, you know, I've talked to so many people where I'll laugh about being on these online dating sites, and I'll be talking to my hairdresser or something, and she'll say, oh, those things don't work. And that's such an interesting comment, because it's like, it is so indicative of where she's coming from, which is that if it's not working, it means it's not producing what it is she thought it should produce or decided it would produce, or, you know. Whereas I've really looked at dating in the last year as the adventure of finding more of me and having a really good time along the way. So I would say I look at it extremely different. but it ends up being really fun, even when, and it's many times that things don't last more than a date or two or three, you know, even when it doesn't go on beyond that, it's still really something that I really enjoy doing.
So how many expectations do you have when you go out on a date?
Well, I attempt to have none. I mean, that's my target, is none. I mean, I'll always find out if I had one, if I'm feeling annoyed or, you know, disappointed about something, but it's so rare now, you know. But
so tell me
tell
the listeners about how do you have no expectations dating? Because like we just mentioned briefly, it's like so many people look at the business of dating as one of the most significant things. They have to get it right. And they mostly judge how wrong they've got it. So how do you go out on a date with no expectations?
Yeah, well,
what sort of some of the tools that people can use?
Well, I mean, gosh, the biggest one is, I mean, in Access, we talk about PES Juniors, which is an acronym for projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections. And, I mean, that could be its own freaking teleseries. It is. Gary did a whole one on that. But what that is like we project and expect that this person, you know, will be, it's like you see a photograph on an online dating site and all of a sudden your body lights up or you get really excited and then instantly what gets created usually is all of these projections and expectations about what that person will be like, how they're going to talk, how they're going to smell, you know, how they're going to touch you. And then when you meet them and they're just themselves, if you go into it with all these projections and expectations, you're like, oh God, this person's gross, or he doesn't meet up to what it is you instantly created in your head. And those are projections and expectations. And so the tool that I use is when that occurs, I go, okay, all the projections, all the expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections, creating this, I destroy and uncreate all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, talk, online, shorts, quiz, and beyond. And I'll do that before I go out as well, just, you know, and destroy and uncreate maybe also anywhere where this is a little bit weird, but anywhere where I may have known that person in the past. Because a lot of times when you have that electric connection with somebody you haven't even met yet, you've known them somewhere before. And so what that does is like when you destroy and uncreate whatever that was, doesn't even matter if it was true, real, you believe in that or not, you start with a clean slate. And that is what gives the experience the best chance to be exactly what it is and to really surprise you.
You know, I remember one day Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, said, if you see someone like at a party or anywhere that you walk in, across the side of the room, you know, and you're like, oh, I must have them, I must know them, run.
Yeah.
Somewhere you've known them in another lifetime. And I remember this guy that I had an affair with years and years ago, and as soon as we met each other, I mean, he looked at me and he went, I don't believe in this, whereas I did, but he said, I don't believe in this. He said, but I feel like I've been married to you before, like in another lifetime. And it was. It's like this whole whatever we had was based on something that was historical, not based on what we were creating as now in the future. So we had like these moments of fun and these moments of lust and whatever you want to call that, but it was nothing more than that, than just like a reconnection of something that was in a previous lifetime. So that's tip number one. It's like if you see someone across a crowded room on a train, on a bus, on a plane, anywhere, and you think, oh my God, I must know them, I must have them, run. Because you know what? You've probably known them in a previous lifetime, and how much you're making that significant rather than what possibilities are available now.
Totally. And there's been plenty of times I haven't run. And so if you don't run and you run into it instead, I think another tool is just to be aware that have fun. Exactly. And don't judge yourself. I think that's a huge, huge, huge tip for dating in general, is don't judge yourself for choosing something that really you found out. Choice always creates awareness. So run, yes. If you don't, just get that choice will create awareness. And what can you get from this without judging yourself that will, you know, contribute to everything else you're choosing in the future?
Yeah, no, that's true, actually, because I had a very nice time with this guy for about 3 years on and off. Like, and every time we did, you know, connect or whatever you want to call it, was literally just like an honoring of each other, because it was this place of nurturing and caring for each other. It was just like this another being to another being going, hi, oh, hi, it's you again. You know, how can we care for each other? How can we nurture each other? And how can we honor each other? And then let's move on. But not making it. I think the place that Gary was also going to, too, was not making it that this person has to be, you know, quote unquote, one in this lifetime. It's like, just enjoy them. As Crystal said, if you run forward, enjoy it. But don't judge it and don't make it significant.
Exactly.
So it gets so messy dating. So, Catherine, it's like, what about you? When did you first start? Crystal said she was a late bloomer at 18. Some might think that's young.
I was a double late bloomer. I started at 20.
You were a double late bloomer. Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't start dating until I was 20. I was like, one of those awkward, well, not really awkward, but I just loved sports was my priority. Like, boys was not a priority in my universe. So, you know, I love what you're saying about this dating thing, because what when you go into the energy of, I got to have that person, or you're in, you meet someone and they have that point of view about you, I always look at, like, we cut off our choices when we're doing that, right? I got to have, instead of, what are the infinite choices? But I was a late bloomer. Same thing as Crystal, married twice, divorced twice. And yeah, I guess, you know, through dating. And I've always had a different perspective on dating, and the tools of access have given me permission to actually be willing to choose my own reality with dating.
So tell me a little bit more about how you see your different perspective on dating, because I can guarantee you there's people out there listening thinking they've got a different perspective, and they're probably judging themselves and thinking they've got it wrong because it's not the same as everyone else. And what I would like everyone to get is that the way you see the world is the way you see the world, and the way, well, the awareness you have is your awareness. It doesn't have to be the same as anyone else's. It's like what you want to choose, what you want to create in the world today.
Yeah, I mean, just going off the top, there's a couple things here. What I used to do, because I cut off that my desires for dating were wrong, right? I was born Irish Catholic, so you get married, you find the one, you stay married, and you live happily not forever after, right? And cut off your awareness and all of these things. And so I did that. And what I would do is I'd meet someone who wanted to marry me, and then I tried to cut off everything I was to make myself fit the marriage, fit the relationship, fit the whatever it was. And so my now giving myself permission on my original perspective is, I want to see how people can fit into my reality and my life, and where does it work and where doesn't it, right? And so I've been really playing with this concept of dating as if I'm hiring someone in my business. Can I see that person in my business? Where are they a genius? What is their, like, brilliance? And instead of me cutting off my awareness, how can they add to my business? How can they add to my life? When I go to hire someone for my business, I'm not necessarily hiring the first person I have an interview with. I'm looking at what are the characteristics that would add to my business. And it's not necessarily one person. So,
oh, I love that. So hey, we're heading off to a break, but we're going to come back and hear more from Catherine about how she actually looks at literally not hiring people, but it's like adding someone to your life that's going to expand everything. With the dating aspect, ladies and gentlemen, adding to your business. So we'll be back really soon. Don't go away. Would you like to make a difference in the world but don't know how? Do you think you'd have an easier time creating that change with or without money? Here's the thing. You have to be willing to value yourself and the services that you offer to start creating more money. My new online video course, Finding the Value of You and Your Business, is now online at udemy.com. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/Udemy special to get $20 off today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Simone Millicent and Crystal Crawford and Catherine McIntosh, and we're talking about the business of dating. And one of the things that we just left you with was Catherine was actually talking about, which I sort of like the analogy, you talking about hiring people that you work with that you wouldn't sort of take the first interview and go, yes, they're the person. And also, I don't want to say hiring someone, but you could hire someone, why not, to date. And it's like, but how they actually contribute to your business, et cetera. So what do you look for in that? And can you want to continue a little bit on that line of what that looks like for you?
Yeah, so, you know, what I've been doing is, like, in my business, when I'm looking to hire someone, it's like I want to use my awareness to see where they fit. Where can I see them in the business? Where are they the biggest contribution? What is their genius that I do not have that my business really requires? And so with dating, in the past with my marriages, I would date somebody and go, oh, they're the one because they think I'm the one, so let me fit myself into their world, and I cut myself completely off. So now I look at dating as I'm going to be me. I'm the business owner, right? I'm going to go on these dates to add to my awareness to see where they're functioning from and then see if it would be light and fun to play with them.
So not, then it's sort of like making sure you're in the computation.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, like Crystal said, with these dating sites, I've been using, you know, an app called Bumble, and I freaking love it because I call it it's my awareness meter. In the past,
right,
I would go, oh, they like me, so let me jump through hoops so that I can be the person they think they want me to be. But as a business owner, you don't do that with your business. With your business, you know, at least with me, I'm asking, what can my business be in the world? Right?
Okay.
With my dating, yeah. what can I be in the world that I haven't been letting myself be?
Okay, so I'm super excited to talk to you ladies about the online dating stuff as well, because that was never my world. I never did that. I never got into that for some reason. But the one thing I want to clear first is you've touched on a really good topic, Catherine, is that how many women, especially I see out there, but men also, don't put themselves in the computation of creating a relationship or dating, etc. They start to diminish themselves rather than making it about what is going to enhance their life and enhance, you know, their creativity, their business, everything, like you said. And it's like, so what are some of the, like, what is 1, 2, 3 tips that both of you could give people to start to put yourself in the computation of dating? Like, it doesn't mean that you have to be less than. It doesn't mean that you have to dismiss yourself. It's like you are, you know, what if you were the most important person in the whole scenario? What would that look like?
I love that, Simone. I mean, one of the things that just popped for me is like asking the question, okay, if I'm being the CEO of my own reality, what would I choose? Right? A CEO doesn't cut off his awareness to run his company. He includes his awareness in the computation. And most people, at least I used to do this a lot in the dating world, I would cut off my awareness to figure out what they wanted, not what I wanted. So if I'm being the CEO of my reality when it comes to dating, what would I choose?
You know, I'm going to be a little bit naughty there, and I'm going to add, what if you're the CFO as well? Because if you're the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, and you the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, then what if you actually ask for people to show up who are willing to contribute money to you or monetarily to you? Now, I know that brings up a whole lot of judgments in people's worlds because it's not supposed to be about money, but what if it was? What if you did hook up with people who are actually willing to contribute to you monetarily? And everything that brings up in your world, that is totally not something that you would ever ever admit to, and yet you totally desire it, where you destroy and uncreate everything that that is, all the judgments, the projections, the expectations, the separations, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I mean, what if life was meant to be, what if the purpose of life was to have fun? It's like, are you? Through dating, through asking for the money to show up, through dating. Why not? CEO, CFO, I love it.
Well, and I'll say one more thing and then let Crystal say something. It's like, you know, I've been looking at dating as like, how can I gain more awareness? So I've been going on dates with these millionaires, and we might not do a financial exchange for the date, but the information and the space of being in that person's presence and them being in my presence, it's like, oh yeah, making more money for sure.
Love it. I love the energy around it. So tell me, like, when you say you go, I mean, okay, no, okay, Crystal, do you have anything to add? Because I'm excited. I love this online dating thing. It's like living my life vicariously through you too.
I mean, the thing that came to me more than anything was being the choosing one. There's been so much in my life where I've been, oh, you're choosing me. You know, oh, if you're choosing me, that must mean I'm valuable and worthy. I'm everything I always hoped I would be. You know, them choosing me became the validation of who I was. And somewhere along the line, and I do, Catherine, I agree, and it's from the sense of, you know, creating my business and also using the tools, I started to get that I get to actually choose what works for me. You know, just because you're choosing me doesn't mean that I necessarily want to choose you back. And that exactly was the thing that had gotten eliminated. And so as I began really starting to exercise that, and it's like a muscle, I find. It's like exercising that not right to choose, but sort of like, you know, that right to choose who I'd like to spend time with and how much I'd like to spend time with them, and getting more awareness of, oh, I really like you and you're really fun and you need to text me all the time and that doesn't really work for me, and you need to see me more than I really want to see you, and getting more awareness about how I really want my days to go, and going, okay, well, what kind of, you know, what qualities, what energies in a person are going to actually really work with what I am going to have, regardless of whether they like it or not. You know?
So, no, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I want to give it, because I love that whole topic of the choosing and chosen. And to give a bit of a weird, funny example, the other day we were in Copenhagen and there's these two friends of mine. Like I have, you know, my partner, Brendan White, who I've lived with for 6 years. And these two friends of ours who are gay, one of them said to his partner, hey, do you mind if I make out with Simone? and he was like, no. He goes, go for it, you know. And it was like this big joke. And he said to me, I think I've got a girl crush on you. And then Brendan was like, well, is it okay with me, sort of thing? And then Brendan was like, yeah, it's fine with me. And I was like, hey, what about me? Where am I in the conversation? It's like, I've all of a sudden just been like handed out here to be making out with someone. I mean, I love this guy. He's amazing. He's awesome. But that's the whole thing about choosing and chosen. Like all of a sudden, the three boys had decided it was fine, but I was like, what about me? You know, do I get a choice in this? And that's what you have to continuously look at. It's like, you know, are you the one that's choosing or are you the one that's being chosen? And like Crystal brought up, which is a really cool topic, it's like when you are the one that's chosen, for some reason you start to give up you and you think, oh, someone's chosen me, so then that must mean blah, 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 and that must be this, and it means significant, and it's like, and it has so much meaning to it, rather than you looking at it and asking the simple question of like, hey, am I in the computation here? Or where am I in the computation here? You know, if I was choosing this, what would I choose? Like, I was quite honored to tell you the truth. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet and it's really cool. And it's like, but I just still don't know if I want to go make out with him. It was just like, you know, it was fun and it was a fun story. But I just loved the way that it was all about what their points of view were and not what my point of view was. So it's like, what's your point of view when you date? And it's like, are you willing to put yourself, you know, as Catherine was saying, it's like when you hire someone with business, it's like you don't just hire the first person that comes along. Are you willing to put yourself at the forefront and say, hey, what would I like here? What would be fun for me? Which is not exclusion. And that's one thing I want to touch on as well. It's like it's not exclusion of the other person. It's like, what if your choices were including them, but you didn't discount you. It's like everywhere that you've discounted you on any date, will you please destroy an uncreator and ask if you can create a totally different reality where it might be extremely vulnerable for you, and have a look at what can show up, what adventures can show up, and everything at that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot all night, shorts, boys and beyond.
Mm. Well,
so we are
Simone, it's like,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, it's like when you do the first interview in your business, right, you're doing an interview, the person walks away, at least in my universe, I then get sort of a download, so to speak, of where they're functioning from. So it's the same thing with dating, right? And I just recently got like a whole new perspective on this, right? So went on a first date and it was amazing. I walked away from that date going, wow, and I've known this person for 10 years. Went on this date and I was like, wow, that was so cool. He's the energy I've been asking for, right? And a whole slew of things. But then the date ended and my universe got really funky, and for a good 10 days, I went into, God, I must be really screwed up with money. I must be really screwed up with dating. And I found myself discounting the value of me. And all of a sudden, a few days later, I went into it and went, oh, my God, that was his universe. That was me. Going, basically the date went so well, but what happened that I had to catch is I went into expectation after the date, not before. And when I went into the expectation after the date, I cut off my awareness and started functioning from his universe and had no idea that I was doing that. Does that make sense?
It does. And I love that you actually had the tenacity and the courage and the vulnerability to recognize that that's what happened and not sit in the wrongness of you, because that's what I see so many people doing, is sitting in the wrongness of them rather than actually looking at their other energies. And you touched on something there too, that you said that that's the energy you've been asking for. So we are heading off to another break. These breaks are happening super fast. It must be because our bodies are very tired and we're talking about the business of dating and what can occur. So it's like we are heading off to another date, but I want you guys to actually, when we come back, to talk about the energy that you actually ask for when going on the online dating, etc., or going on dates. So we'll be back real soon. You're with Simone Millicent, Catherine McIntosh, and Crystal Crawford on The Joy of Business. Don't go away.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicis travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. Go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And we're talking about, I think it's a really fun topic, the business of dating. And we just left off. I'm with Catherine McIntosh and Crystal Crawford, and we're talking about the energy of what you're asking for. And one of the things I remember is this movie with George Clooney. It was it's called Up in the Air. And there's this fabulous scene, I think, where George Clooney and there's a younger woman and an older woman talking. And one of them is talking about how the younger one is like, she wants to find the one who has been to a certain college, who's a certain age, who looks a certain way, who drives a certain car. And she's got this whole list of what she wants the one to be like. And the older woman sort of looks at her and sort of has this, I want to say like this air of knowing. And she's like, you know what, by the time you get to my age, you just hope they make you laugh and they've got a full head of hair. It's like, that's the, you know, the two sort of things that they're looking at. And I'm wondering if you guys can talk about the energy that you do ask for, because I know there's a whole lot of things out there on this reality of how someone is supposed to look, rather than what energy can they contribute and what energy can they be with you.
I mean, I definitely
start. Who wants to go first? Yeah.
Yeah, I can jump in there. I start with the five or six questions. Well, it's upped itself to like six questions now that you ask when you're sort of looking at playing with somebody in any capacity, which is, you know, will it be fun? Which is an energy. Will it be easy? Which is definitely something that's not always true. Will I be grateful? You know, I'm not going to remember all these, I can already tell. Will it make me money is a big one. And will I learn something and will it make me money? The fifth one, will it make me money, when I first heard that, it was like, that seemed sort of weird and out of place. But the more I've been dating, the more I'm realizing is that there's people that are a set of energies that will contribute just by being who they are to me, to my sense of gratitude, to my sense of allowance, to my honoring of myself, you know, to all of these energies that I am with me, they contribute to that. And then there's other people that just don't. And for whatever reasons those are, you know, for whatever's going on in their life or however it is they function or whatever that is, it just doesn't contribute. And so if I'm around somebody that makes everything that I'm being already when I'm by myself in my room working with my business greater, then that's a win to me. Even if it's just one time, even if, you know, we have dinner and we're like, yeah, you're awesome, and I don't really want to see you again. So, or it goes into something else, you know, no matter how it ends or goes on, like it contributed to my life in that way. And so that's really where I start. And I think what I really added to that was my desire for, you know, expansion financially and expansion in business and all of that. And I had definitely been, like when you brought up money in the last segment, Simone, I definitely cut that right out of my reality. It was like not important, not something I was even willing to ask for. Only gold diggers and bad girls did that sort of ask, you know. And so what I realized was that that point of view, which is your point of view creates your reality, that point of view wasn't actually creating more in my life. So I just talk and potted all my judgments about everything I thought that meant about a person and started asking for the energies of money and wealth also in the people that I was playing with. And that definitely changed.
Yeah, I want to add to that too, because if I look at my life, I mean, I'm in my mid-40s and it's like all the different, you know, relationships or people I've been with. And the will it make me money, I mean, it does. It seems like a crass sort of question, you know, in this reality. But it's actually not if you look at the energy of it. Like if I look at the amount of men that I've been with, that sounded like a lot, didn't it? If I look at the amount of men that I've been with, that I go, will it make me money? And they brought me down rather than actually allowed, that empowered me to create more. And that's what that, to me, that question is looking at. And it's like I tried to be less than, which would actually create me having less money. Whereas for an example, someone like Brendan, who I'm with now, and it's like he's always encouraging me to be absolutely everything I am and to be more than what I perceive I am, like to even push me further, which then gets you into more of a creative zone, which then shows up as actually making you more money. So the money thing I get is this reality's like sort of tangible way of explaining it, and yet it's so much to do with being more of you. Because if you're being more of you, guess what? More money shows up. So I love that, Crystal, when you're looking at the energy of what you've been asking for. Will it be fun? Will it be easy? Will you be grateful? Will they be grateful? Mm-hmm. Will it make mm-hmm. you money? And will you learn something? I mean, why wouldn't you want to learn something? I love that. That just makes, that goes to my naughty thoughts though too, which is great. The enjoyable, pleasurable things. Will I learn something that I've never done before? Yes, bring it on. How does it get any better than that? Why not? I mean, isn't life meant to be fun? Why would you want to be doing the same thing every time?
And I guess so,
Catherine.
One more thing, and then I'll shut up. I think I was going to say, I just added a more unworded question. I just realized as we were talking that will it be nurturing? Because that was, again, another one of those energies that I'd cut off. So just something else to play with when you're looking at, you know, shagging somebody. It's like, is it going to be fun, easy, and nurturing?
You know, but thank you for bringing that up, too, because it's like, I don't know about you ladies, but I mean, I love the way that you both jumped into marriage straight away. I didn't. I avoided marriage. I did the exact opposite to what you guys did. I was like, oh, 3 months, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm bored. I don't want to be here anymore. My mother actually called me a 3-month wonder at one stage with not a lot of kindness. It was done with judgment. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be here anymore. And I love the way that you let both ladies jumped into marriage. And it was like, okay, let's do this. And it's like, how much gets confused in the world of dating and the world of playing with somebody else, rather than actually, what if it was nurturing? What if it was fun? What if it was easy? What if you were grateful? What if you did learn something? What if you became more of you? And what if it did create you to have more money? And everything and everywhere in your every molecule of your very body and being that you have not allowed that to show up, will you please destroy and uncreate it? And allow myself, Crystal, and Catherine to actually contribute to you and destroy and uncreate everything that is. Time to goddamn. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Because we've got to create a different world here. This is not, like, it needs to be a lot more cleaner, a lot more kinder, a lot more caring in the world. And what I see happening is a lot more judgment. And it's like, what if there was no judgment? There was no expectation. There was no separation. We chose everything just for the sheer fun of it. I mean, how much judgment comes up when, you know, Catherine, I got excited when you were talking about the, you know, online dating tip sort of thing and looking at the, you know, dating millionaires, and it's like people go, oh, that you shouldn't be doing that. Why not? Why not date a millionaire or a billionaire? They have money. They're going to buy you very nice champagne. It's like, I don't know, heck, they might buy you something else. Why not enjoy your life and living? Like, come on, let's do it.
Yep.
So what are some of your online dating tips? It's like, what, I mean, you mentioned, I've never heard of that, Bumble, the site, and it's like, I've played with my friend, my gay friend, who's actually on Grindr, and he let me play on his phone all the time, and I would pretend to date men on it. And then what's the other one, the one that you swipe? What's that one called?
Tinder.
Worldwide. Tinder, yeah. And I've looked at that as well. It's like, what other online dating tips would you add, or what other, you know, systems, programs, et cetera, do you find that is adventurous and fun for you to be on?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Bumble is the only one I'm currently using. I deleted my Tinder account. So I like Bumble because the woman actually has to make the first move. And so, As a business owner, as somebody who is, you know, pretty forward, pretty direct, kind of for the most part has a, you know, I tend to have a good sense of what I desire, and I'm always open to expanding that possibility. Bumble has been really fun to play with because the woman has to make the first move.
So what do you mean by the woman has to make the first move? What does that look like?
It's a swipe, right? It's just like Tinder, where you swipe right if you like, you swipe left if you don't. And if there is a match, so you both swipe right, it comes up, and the woman has 24 hours to basically make the first move, which means you start a conversation. You say, hi, whatever it is, and then the man then has 24 hours to respond back. If you don't respond back, then the connection's lost and never to see each other again on the online dating app.
So you know what's interesting about this is Gary Douglas once said to me a long time ago is that women are the ones who do make the first move. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's not true, because I think every woman wants to think that they're waiting for the one to come up and tell them that, you know, that they're making the first move or something. And when I looked at it, I went, oh, God, every relationship I know, pretty much, 95% of relationships I knew, the woman made the first move. And yeah. It's like, but one of the things that we talk about in Access Consciousness too, which, you know, if you're listening to this, see if this sort of rings true for you, is that, you know, it's been said that just because women carry babies and et cetera, and it's like they're meant to be the ones at home, you know, I don't know, cooking and cleaning and looking after the kids. But what if women were the ones who wanted to conquer the world? And what if most men actually desired to create this nurturing nest? And it's like it's a complete opposite of what we've grown up with. And when you look at the energy of that, which we've spoken a little bit about that, the energy of what you're looking for and what you're asking for, it's like most women know what they want. And, I mean, I feel a little bit sorry for men nowadays because they sort of don't know what to be. They're meant to, you know, are they meant to open doors? Are they meant to, you know, pour you, you know, glasses of wine? Are they meant to look after you? Whereas women are trying to be so independent. When the women's lib came around, it was sort of like, don't open the door for me, you know, all this sort of stuff, rather than what, who and what are men meant to be and how are they meant to be with the women? And the women want to sort of grasp hold of the whole world and sort of rule it. And I know myself, and I know you two, are also very strong, competent, you know, courageous women who will take what they want and use it and choose it and create something different. So how is a man meant to come in there and actually, you know, be them and have that place of, I sort of see the energy of them when they sort of get a little bit, not scared, but it's like, oh shit, you know, am I about to get rejected or am I about to have something that's not going to occur, rather than the old days where the man did have to court the women. And it's completely changed. It has completely and utterly changed of what that is. So if you're saying that the women have to choose, I love that, because most women actually do choose. So we have like 10 seconds to go for the next break. And like I said, this is going extremely fast. But we'll come back and we'll have more. I'm sure I've just opened up some tips and tools and stuff for both Crystal and Catherine on talking about this. And we're talking about the business of dating. And we'll be back. You're on Joy of Business, because business is about everything. Business is about creating your life. So you're Simone Millicent, Catherine McIntosh, Crystal Crawford. Check out accessconsciousness.com and you'll find these ladies. You can go to classes with them, etc. And we'll be back real soon.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to www.crowdrise.com/El Lugar. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? www.crowdrise.com, El Lugar.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're on Joy Business with Simone Millicent, Crystal Crawford, and Catherine McIntosh. And before we, you know, I just quickly talk at like 100 miles an hour for the end of this last segment, I want to give you the places where you can actually find Crystal and Catherine. So for Crystal Crawford, you can go to crystaljoycrawford.com, which is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-J-O-Y, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.com. And then you've got Catherine McIntosh, which is Catherine McIntosh, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H.com. And I just clicked onto both of your pages, and I love both of them. They're absolutely adorable. And it's like, you guys, you know, it's really funny because it's like I'm having a girl crush moment. It's like after the last show I did with both of you, and I was like, oh, I want to do one again with you guys again on this dating thing. And I know that only one of you could do one date, and then one could do the other one. And Emily was like, let's just do it. And I was like, no, I want to do it with both of them. And I said, because there's something they both have to offer here. And I'm looking at both your pages, and you guys, you're just so stunning and beautiful and such a gift in the world. So I just want to take 30 seconds to thank you both for being everything that you are. And I'm so grateful that you're Access Consciousness Facilitators. And please go find them and check them out. Like I said, you can go to their websites, but you can also go to accessconsciousness.com and you'll find them there. Or you can come to Rome and find us there drinking red wine somewhere next week. So one of the things that I wanted to touch on is I wanted you guys to give out some tips that you see about the business of dating for women, and also some tips on dating for men. Because I do see that there's so many, like, women are sort of taking a stance and being successful in business and making more money and being more of them. And I know I get sometimes that can be a little bit scary for men, and it doesn't need to be, because we absolutely adore you guys as well. So what are some of the tips that you guys can come up with that you can give to men and women?
Well, I'll just jump in there real quick, because the first thing that comes to me is that to really be, we talk about being an allowance and access, and it's really different than being in acceptance. It's when I look at, like, there was a while where I was really struggling with how strong I actually am, and then I kind of got it, and I'm like, okay, I'm a really strong, powerful woman that can be really scary to men. And so I kind of went around for a while going, I'm scary, right? Like, I needed some sort of definition. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm just me, and I'm high powered, yeah, and I like business and all of this stuff, and what's required. And I also really love men. Like, I have a real appreciation for
me
who
too.
They are. And so, yeah, like, what they contribute to my life, and just by being them. Like, they don't, and I realized that I didn't have the point of view that they needed to be as quote-unquote high-powered as me. They simply needed to add to what it is I'm creating in the world, and that could look so many different ways. And so I would say that's true for men and women. It's like, you know, if you've got men that are kind of manly men, and you've got men that are like kind of have a softer, you know, way about them, and like, don't make any of it wrong. Like, be exactly who you are and ask for, you know, the woman that's going to enhance that or contribute to what it is you want to be in the world. And same for women, like the man that's going to, or the man or men or whatever reality that is for you, that's going to expand and enhance what you want to be in the world. So that would be my first, like, overarching, like, be an allowance of you and ask for what it is that's going to expand what you're already being in the world.
Cool. Thank you. And Catherine?
Yeah, I mean, I would add to what Crystal said sort of a different way, and tip number two is don't be afraid to be yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Because so often, you know, kind of your example earlier with your two gay friends, and you're like, wait, where am I in the equation? All these men agreed I'd make out with him. So it's like, don't be afraid to be yourself and put yourself in the equation, because who mm-hmm. you are is a gift, right? It's mm-hmm. it's that there's no wrongness anywhere. And somewhere along the line, we bought this lie that we need to fit in somewhere, fit into dating, fit into somebody else's world. And what if
you being exactly who you are is just a huge freaking contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's the awareness of not being afraid. If you're a woman that knows what she wants, ask the man out. And if you're a man that's still trying to figure it out and a little bit shy, like, don't be afraid to be that. And, like, where can you sort of reach just gently outside of your comfort zone and still be you in the process?
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions here in the last, like, 6 minutes we have here, okay?
Okay.
You have to, okay, so number one. Okay, let's start with you first, Catherine, then we'll go. Catherine, Crystal. Okay, so what's your point of view, and is it okay to have a one-night stand?
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely
and here's the thing that I would say, is you want to, with the questions that Crystal gave earlier, you want to go in looking at what it's going to look like afterwards. 99% of the time, I was always like, yeah, it's going to be light, easy, and fun, and it was until after the fact. So one night stands are amazing. Just be willing to look at after. And if they'll go into crazy town, it may cause you to go into crazy town. So that would be my only tip. But yes, one night stands, go for it.
Crystal.
Same. Yeah, well, same. Yeah, and definitely use the questions and be willing to be okay with whatever it is afterwards, meaning like choice will create awareness. So if afterwards you feel worse, you want to ask exactly what Catherine said, what can I ask next time that will give me more information about this and change the experience for me? And use it as a playground. Use dating and sex as a playground. That would be my tip.
Okay, Catherine. Number one question to ask a man to find out everything that you desire to know. I'm putting this guy on the spot too, by the way. I don't know
that
these
is what
I just come up with.
Number one question. Oh my God, I just about let something really dirty out of my mouth. So.
Well, do it. I'm okay with it. I get kicked off on time. I get kicked off on time.
I know, right? No, that's a really, right. I don't know that there's any one question.
I don't
Crystal,
have
do you have one?
I've got one that I use to find out what their point of view is about sex. And it's like, the question is, what's your favorite part of sex? If their favorite part of sex is like me going down on them, then I know that they are probably not going to take the time to please me and my body, which has been something that I've really easily eliminated as, oh, I don't need that. It's fine. But I've started to really value me and my body and the time that it does take. So what's your favorite part of sex? Gives me a lot of information about them and how they got it. Yeah.
Well, and one of Gary Douglas's questions too is asking a woman is what's your favorite part on a man like to smell?
Yes.
If they like smelling the testicles, then you know you're in, guys. So what would you say that a man should ask a woman to find out if it's a good match?
Oh, wow.
And I literally am putting him on the spot. You can hear this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, one of the questions that I like is, what are you looking for? Like, a man can ask a woman what she's looking for, because if a man just is out there to casually date and he's on a date with someone who's looking for the one, it'll at least give him a lot of information. Right? Like,
okay,
don't get
now
in
tell
the
me,
bed with
what's
the
your point of view about the one?
Well, I don't
there
have a point of view
one.
About the one. There is not just one. It really is. Like, can you imagine having one employee in your business for your entire life? No, you'd be bored. So I have a different point of view. I've been married twice, trying to either be the one or find the one, and I realize that as I change, they change too. So for me, it's the one at the right moment.
Oh, I like
that.
The one at the right moment. Hey, and I'm gonna butt in here for a second too, because Brendan and I both have Brendan is my partner, who I have an absolute ball with, and I had sex with him one night and Gary said to me, you need to have sex with him to find out what someone kind, caring, and nurturing is like, and I did. And I was so incredibly grateful, and I didn't care if it ever happened again. I was just like, oh my God, that was amazing. And now 6 years later, I'm still with him. And we're actually doing a telecall called Relationship, Are You Sure You Want One? He's the one that named it. I thought it was hilarious. And it starts on 11th, 12th, and 13th of July. You can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com and look up Simone Melissa's classes, or I think it's accessjoybusiness.com/relationships. You'll find it. If you want it, you'll find it. Relationship, Are You Sure You Want One? Brendan is extremely irreverent, so I'm sure it's going to be lots and lots of fun. So we have, I think, about 1.5 minutes left. Crystal, Catherine, anything else you want to add to this to give people something that they can walk away with and go, ah, oh, I have more of me, dating world. Let's bring it on. Have fun.
Well, I would just say, like, what would it take for you to choose to date in a way that's really fun for you? You know, there's so many different ways to do it. I'm on seekingarrangements.com. We talked about online dating sites before. I've done OkCupid. I've done all the different dating sites. I've changed my profile 6 or 7 or 8 times to see what it creates. Like, what if you could actually approach dating like you would, I don't know, the play of finding a new outfit, or if that's not fun for you, the play of whatever it is you do find fun. What would that change in your life?
Well, like kids, if you take it, I mean, I know, Catherine, you've got a little boy. And it's like, I mean, I've got an 11-year-old son, but it's the same sort of thing. It's like you show up and there's all these kids about and they're just like, hey, what's on your iPad?
Exactly.
What's on this? Like, let's just play. And it's like they don't have a point of view if they're going to see you again tomorrow or anything. They're just like, hey, you want to play right now? So what if you took that energy of play and that's where you function from? So, Catherine, anything else you want to add here in the last 30 seconds?
I would just say trust your knowing. Find out what you want to create, and instead of trying to figure out how you can fit in, start to be the demand of a new possibility. And don't be afraid to name what you desire and be the first to instigate and then to receive. And yeah, it's that's all I got.
Cool. Oh, that's brilliant. That's not all you've got. That's bloody brilliant. I want to thank so much both of you, my girl crushes, Crystal and Catherine, for coming on Joy Business again. And I look forward to seeing you in Rome. Thank you so much for being here. This has been absolutely wonderful.